another episode of Living by Experience. Here's your host, best-selling author Wilco Vandekamp.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. And thank you so much for listening to episode number 77 of my Living by Experience podcast. I'm happy to have you with us today. I have a question for you. What's the number one achievement that you accomplished from this last week? And how long do you have to think about that question before an answer pops right in your mind? Is it right on the forefront, or is it something you had to think about for a little bit? The reason I ask you is that I firmly believe that you're the author of your own life story. And I don't mean that just in the sense of designing the next chapter of your life by setting goals, as we spoke about in last week's episode, but I also mean that in the sense of looking back. Look back at your life. Look back at the last year. Look back at this past week. What stories are you telling yourself about that week? What are the successes that you celebrate? And in today's episode, I'll share a passage from my book, The Freedom Project Happiness. But as a thank you for being here today with us, I also want to extend the gift that I handed out last week to podcast listeners this week as well. I want to hand you my complimentary financial freedom action plan. This action plan really talks about how walking out of the revolving door of some corporate office is actually the easy part. Following your passion is the easy part, but what comes after isn't. Trying to build something out of a dream is really, really hard work. I even wrote a book about this, which is called The Wealthy Artist, and this book is my common sense guide of how to do it right. But to get the ball rolling, I want to send my complimentary action plan to you today so you can get one step closer to your goals with the resources in this action plan. Now, to get it, it's really simple. You just have to send me a quick text message. So get your phone ready, and your message would go to 587-800-4323. And all I need you to do is send one word. It's the word freedom from the Freedom Project. So again, the number, it's plus one for Canada, and then the number here, 587-800-4323, and just send me the word freedom, and I'd be happy to send you my complimentary financial freedom action plan. If you'd rather go online, we can do that as well. Just point your browser to go.wilco.ca/action plan, all one word. So go.wilco.ca/action plan, and I'd be more than happy to send you your financial freedom action plan. Now, first of all, I'm going to dive into my book, The Freedom Project Happiness. If you have a copy, grab it and go along with me to the passage that we're going to be discussing in this podcast.
Stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com.
That being said, I want to do another reading from my book, The Freedom Project Happiness, and I want to share with you that you are the author of your own story. And if you want to read along with me, I hope you have a copy of the book by now. If not, you can go to freedomprojectbook.com and click on the happiness book and get your copy through there. There's a lot more in here that we haven't spoken about so far that I believe will benefit your creative entrepreneur career. Again, so if you have the book, page 204, you're the author of your own story. So Isabel Allende said that you are the storyteller of your own life, and you can decide to create your own legend or not. You are the one that decides what your goals are and how you align your priorities with those goals. You can go after them or not. Too often, we blame things outside of our control for not getting what we want. We have to take full responsibility for our own lives. Even if it's not true, act as if. Often, there's something that we do that allows a situation to be created or continue to exist. If we focus our attention no longer on trying to change the external situation, but direct our efforts to changing our response and our attitude towards that situation, we change the outcome. While we have no direct influence on anything but ourselves, our environment will have to change if we change what we're saying, doing, and thinking. If you don't build your dream, someone will hire you to help build theirs. That quote by Tony Gaskins has been used more than once to inspire wannabe entrepreneurs to start their own business. But living your dream doesn't have to mean that you must start your own business to become happy. It means you have to live your dream, whatever that dream is, either being employed, self-employed, running your own company, or being retired. The essence of the quote is not to live anybody else's dream, but your own. Your dream can be part of theirs, and there's nothing wrong with helping others build their dream while pursuing yours. That equally holds true for entrepreneurs and employees alike. Success is a team sport, and you need to surround yourself with positive, successful people no matter what your dreams are. I would recommend seeking out opportunities to help others build their dreams as often as possible, if not all the time. The people you surround yourself with in the pursuit of their dreams become the support system you'll need to reach yours. They can give you feedback and help you celebrate your successes. Even if you're able to do it all on your own, it's a lot more fun to share it with others along the way. It'll contribute to your success and happiness as well as theirs. And it makes arriving at the top, as well as the journey there, less lonely.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Living by Experience. See you next time. Please stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com. And remember, live your dream one at a time.